Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
One is distributed nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Dr. Jodi Foster, MD. She is the author of The Schmuck in My Office, How to Effectively Deal with Difficult People at Work. Jodi, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to tell us how to find the book?
Sure. Any major bookseller, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or, of course, you can go to our webpage, www.schmuckinmyoffice.com.
S-C-H-M-U-C-K, if you don't know how to spell that. Okay, let's talk about, you. In your book, you identify four different kinds of personalities.
I actually identify 10.
10, right. Okay, well, let's get a small handful of the main ones.
Sure.
What are the most obvious ones?
Yeah, I mean, just so as a quick backdrop, from my experience of doing these consults with people who have interpersonal problems in the office over and over and over again, I have found that, you know, regardless of the nuance of the particular story, all of these stories tend to fall into 10 discrete buckets. And, you know, there are people who, you know, have one or two buckets that define them, but that's where these 10 types came from. So without question, the most common one is the character that I relatively self-explanatorily called Narcissus. And, you know, this is the entitled, self-centered, condescending, attention-seeking guy who, you know, fills the room with his ego.
Guy? Careful. Guy? You meant to say person, right, Jodi?
There are actually, gender differences with a lot of these things. And, you know, Narcissus, a little bit more male.
Do I see drama queen on your list here?
You did, drama queen.
Okay, good. All right, as long as we're balanced here, fair and balanced.
Oh, absolutely.
Go ahead. I'm teasing.
The next character is primarily female.
All right. Yeah. The Venus flytrap.
The Venus flytrap is a good way to think about the Venus flytrap is if you've ever seen the movie Fatal Attraction. That would be a very, 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 very thick example of the Venus flytrap. Hmm. This is somebody who draws you in, very seductive, very appealing. But what you don't know is that they have intense and unstable relationships kind of underneath this. So all of that overvaluation up front eventually flips to a devaluation. Mm-hmm. And these people can cause unbelievable chaos in the office. And you can kind of recognize this person because you find that they're kind of causing you to push your boundaries a little bit and that you're walking on eggshells around them so that they don't fly off the handle.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the next most common, Venus flytrap is probably the third most common. The second most common, without question, is the bean counter. Mm-hmm. And this is the obsessive, controlling micromanager who, you know, essentially is trying to lay order and rules and control over, you know, basically the vicissitudes of life, which can't happen.
They have their little proclivities that they can't get around. They can't live without following them. And if you don't follow them when you're hanging out with them, then you're kind of going to become collateral damage.
Precisely. And the hard part about this is that, you know, bean counters are by design detail people. And, you know, being a detail person,
darn good at their work. Don't go to the boss and say you got to fire that person because they're a problem. If they're a bean counter, they're good at their job, they won't be fired.
Like, not only won't they be fired, sometimes they get over promoted. And
right.
What happens is you put them in an operational role and they're stuck in the weeds, you know, checking their little boxes there in the corner. They're not going to be able to do that job. And so those, you know, those over promotions of bean counters often result in failure.
Give us an overarching definition of a schmuck, regardless of which flavor they are. If somebody said, what if I don't know what kind they are, but I'm just starting to see a pattern here?
Well, so, you know, like I said, the overarching definition of a schmuck is what they're doing that's causing trouble for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's say, you know, the most common thing that comes to me is that somebody yelling or screaming or sometimes throwing, you know, throwing property in the office. Now, You know, that's not going to, by design, fall into any one of these types. And so what I'm asking people to do, which isn't the easiest thing to do, but it's going to pay off in the end, is to, you know, step back and say, okay, why are they so angry? And why are they choosing to express their anger with flying off the handle like a little kid?
And then do you say, can I do anything about it, or do I have to just live with it?
No. That's the point. You know, you figure out adults don't want to have to act that way. They don't want to, but they can't help themselves. And so if you see that and you understand, let's even take something easy like the bean counter.
Hold on to that thought, because I'm going to get you back. We're going to talk about this some more, but we got to get to the big question before we run out of time, Doc.
Okay.
So if you're in a poker game and you don't know who the mullet is, you're the mullet.
Right.
If you're in an office and you don't know who the schmuck is, are you the schmuck?
Well, if in office after office or various parts of your life, you find that everybody around you is a jerk or an idiot or a schmuck or whatever it is, and that the only person in the room who's always right is you, well, then you better go get the mirror.
Right. That's the most important thing in this whole book, folks, to check our own position. Hey, Dr. Jody Foster, thanks for being here. The book is called The Schmuck in My Office. We all know them, and we might even be them. So, hey, will you come back, Jody?
Sure thing.
We've enjoyed having you here. We'll see you next time. Tell us again, is there a website for the book?
www.schmuckinmyoffice.com.
All right, so check that out. Dr. Jody Foster, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get her back again another day and talk about this. She's got a lot more to teach us. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.